Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You would think they'd want to say, this was an unbelievable success. And the thing that hurts me is it's really demeaning to the pilots and the people that put that whole thing together, the generals. That was a perfect operation.
You can't even find where it used to be because the whole thing is just blackened out. It's
right.
Gone.
It's wiped out.
It's wiped out. Then we dropped 12 of the strongest bombs on the planet right down the hole in two places.
Yeah, clearly President Trump there, Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, discussing what they say was a clear success in the strikes on Iran. We got Mike Tobin kind enough to join us right now with Fox News. He is in Tel Aviv. And good morning to you, Mike. How are you?
Good morning to you. We are doing well. We got the first full night of sleep with no missiles last night.
Oh, so. No kidding. So what is the feeling there? I mean, have things sort of returned to whatever normal is for Israel right now?
You think about how long it's been since Israel has had normal, because we were just coming out of COVID when October 7th happened. And so the Israeli people and the businesses, the schools, they have just been so interrupted for so long. I think they're very hopeful, probably a little pessimistic, a little skeptical of the idea that this could start moving forward to normal peace.
So if, for example, they're reopening the airport and starting to go back to normal, so to speak, how do they do that when there is still that chance that Iran could yet again violate this ceasefire? What precautions are they taking?
I think they've been pretty good at rolling with it. Businesses, they just shut down. I noticed last night that a lot of the restaurants didn't have the ability to just reopen again. And you think about it, the defense minister lifted the restrictions about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So you're going to call all your staff and get a full staff back in the restaurant to run the place. So a lot of the retail establishments are taking a day or two to rebound with all of this. And frankly, the families are used to it. I remember during the 2006 Hezbollah war, all the people had the bomb shelters built up there. But the house I lived in back in Jerusalem at the time had a bomb room in it with no threat. And so the Israelis have been preparing for this always. So they've been surrounded by people who don't like them. And that's just the history of the Jewish state. And so they're ready. If they go home to their families, they know where their bomb shelters are. If they go to work, they know where the bomb shelters are.
Wow. Mike Tobin reporting for us this morning from Tel Aviv for Fox News. And, you know, I was watching some reports the other day, somebody who had been visiting, who got stuck there, I guess stranded because the airport had been shut down. And his comments were, you know, they have bomb shelters. There's a lot of access to those. When this was all going on, you had about 2 minutes warning to try to get to one of those shelters. But that a lot of those shelters were maybe not designed for the kind of targeted missiles Iran started to send toward Israel. So there was the concern that when one of those got through, even the shelter may not be good enough, right?
Well, the kind of things that we saw Iran pull out of their arsenal this time around, the Fajr rockets, the Sejil rockets, had tremendous warheads on them. And what we saw yesterday in Beersheba, there was a family of four that was in the bomb shelter, but the bomb shelter took a direct hit. And what little we know about the missiles they're fired, you're talking about a 500-kilogram warhead, so 1,000 pounds plus with the warheads. And when these things hit, they're clearing out a big area. So they took a direct hit, and that family of four was killed from the direct hit, bringing the death toll on the Israeli side up to 28. But if you're in the blast radius, Those bomb shelters do. I think they save a lot of lives during the course of this 13-day war, 12-day war.
I'm sure.
I was a little surprised that Trump was as upset as he was with Israel for retaliating after Iran sent those missiles over and killed the family of four. Because to me, I get that Trump doesn't want the back and forth, but it seems only natural that if you violate the ceasefire and kill people, that you'd want to retaliate. What's the feeling there?
I think he was more upset with the flurry of activity in the run up to the ceasefire. The fact that the Israeli warplanes got busy and they even boasted that they dropped over 100 missiles on Iranian targets in those final hours. So they had a flurry of activity. But in the Middle East, you see that time and again. When the ceasefire is coming, people just unload their arsenals in the final minutes to say that they're strong. I think in the case of Israel, they had a lot of targets that they wanted to get before the ceasefire went into effect.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, I mean, decades ago or more than a decade ago when I lived here, we knew if you went to go interview Netanyahu about anything, that he was going to transition the conversation to Iran. So he has spent his entire time as prime minister directing his intelligence operatives to map out targets in Iran. So they've got a lot that they wanted to hit. We saw the one thing that they hit in the final hours there was just a radar array. So it doesn't seem like it was the most important of targets that they could have mopped up in the final minutes. But they certainly have targets.
It's true. Mike Tobin with us from Fox News. Mike, I know Benjamin Netanyahu has been a polarizing figure in some ways in Israel. I mean, he's certainly had some opposition to his leadership. Where do things stand with him right now? Is the nation fully behind him?
Each time you get one of these big conflicts, either October 7th, when things flared in the south of Lebanon with Hezbollah and now with Iran, you get a lot of unity behind him. But he certainly does have bitter political opposition. Yair Lapid, Benny Gantz, some of his top opponents have been behind him throughout this process and been public about backing the preemptive strikes on Iran. But when this falls away and as things start to calm down, the political opposition will boil up, and Netanyahu's going to be back in the mosh pit of politics, if you will.
Yeah, true. But as far as we know, the ceasefire is holding for now.
It seems to, and it doesn't seem that anyone is interested in violating the ceasefire. The Israeli warplanes, they don't have anywhere to land over there, so they're not taking off and they're not refueling at the moment. So they're all back on the ground in Israel. The skies over Iran are clear. I actually didn't check to see if Iran has lifted its flight restrictions, but I would imagine that's coming soon.
Great.
If they haven't done it already.
Mike, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
You bet.
Yep.
Everybody in St. Louis.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.